Morning, guys. We had a good walkthrough. We had a guest to come through, Travis Brown from the Ultimate Fighting Championship. He's here for a fight on Friday night, and a lot of our players are big MMA fans, so it was nice to meet him, and glad he was able to come out and check us out a little bit. I think our guys are focusing in on a big ball game for our football team against the Titans. Playing at home in front of our fans is always something we look forward to. We think we have a stadium that creates a lot of issues for other teams. When our fans get into it like they often do, it's difficult for opposing teams, and we're going to need great fan support on Sunday against a team that, you know, despite their record, I mean, they played some very good teams. They're a much better team than their record shows, and our players know that from watching tape, and we're going to have to play our best game of the season in order to be successful at home on Sunday.
Done Aaron passing a test, or?
He's going to be able to go through some things today, so they've cleared him to the point where he can go through parts of our practice, and then they'll evaluate it again tomorrow after he's done with some of the things he'll do today. With Jared, he's a little bit sore today with a groin, so we're going to hold him out of practice today. We're going to probably do the same thing with Michael Jenkins as well with his rib contusion, just hold him back. Andrew Zendejo, he probably won't do anything either. Those are probably the only guys that won't participate, but we think they'll all be fine. Other than Andrew, we're not certain about. So,
what's Aaron able to do? Was he clear?
We're going to let him go through parts of practice. He can't go through the entire practice, so we'll see how he does with the parts that we're able to give him.
Do you have an indication on why 2.5 weeks later it's still something that's kind of tenuous? You went through a situation with Hussein last year where he had to be shut down.
Right. Not certain as to why it's taking this length of time, but as you know, you're going to err on the side of caution when it comes to a head injury. So, and that's what we're doing. That's what our doctors are doing. So,
is your anticipation that he'll be far enough along to either, you know, play on Sunday?
It's my hope. You know, I was hoping the same thing a week ago. So, you know, hoping that he'll be able to practice tomorrow to clear him and say, hey, you can do everything. The fact that it's to the point where he can participate some today, that's a good sign.
What the good start has done to this team's mentally, the mentality, the way they approach work?
It definitely creates confidence on a team, Joe, when you have early success like we've had, and you believe a lot more in the things that you're doing. So, I mean, those are the positives. I think they realize it's very early in our season, but it creates a confidence and a little bit of a swagger in some areas on your team, and that's a good thing. I mean, you need that in our league. It's so, so competitive, as we all know.
Could you speak specifically about some of the things you did in training camp to establish discipline with this team over last year?
Well, actually, Larry, it goes beyond training camp for us as we were establishing the foundation for this season. It goes all the way back to April 23rd when they came back in the building. They were allowed to come back in the building under the new CBA rules, and we began to establish the foundation for this 2012 season, and we just continued to build on that throughout the offseason and into training camp, just explaining to our guys what we thought was necessary to have a successful season and what it was going to take for that to happen. And fortunate for us, we had the time to do that by having an offseason, and the guys have really, you know, bought into it, and that was evidenced by their participation in the offseason program, which for us, when we talk about the 2012 season, it's not just training camp. We told them that early on. So for us to get the type of participation that we had in the offseason, that meant that guys understood in our last meeting when they were going home on their vacations in January, and when I explained to them how important it was that we had great participation in the offseason program, if we were going to turn it around, they believed that, and they showed up, and it's just been building from there.
So what were the challenges for Guyon to get to the weight you were looking for that position?
We gave him a prescribed weight mark, and to his credit, you know, he as opposed to fighting it early on, it was a little touchy for him because he had not played at the weight that we were asking him to be at, but as time went on, he bought into it. He realized it was for the best. I mean, this is what we thought we needed at the position, and Brendan Daly has done a very good job of explaining to him why we wanted him at a certain weight and what it would do for our team and for him as well. And to his credit, he's worked at it, he's kept his weight down, it hasn't been an issue, it's right where we wanted it to be, and the results are in his play. He's playing very well for us.
What gives you confidence that this club will be able to not just manage success but build on it and also be a team that's now going to have a target on it?
you know, just seeing, Brian, how they responded after the San Francisco game, leading up to the Detroit game, after the Indy game, just seeing the focus and the attention to detail by this group. And I think we have good leadership on our team. I think we have some veteran guys who know how quickly things can change in our league. And it doesn't mean that you're going to play, you know, 10 years, 11 years, or 12 years. You have to seize the moment. And they've done a good job of explaining to our young players, we have to seize this opportunity. I mean, they see the hourglass, the sand in the hourglass dwindling away for some of them. And, I mean, they're doing a good job of bringing the young guys along with them. That helps a lot. So I think that will be a part of our hopefully continue to mature as a team.
Do you address the season at all in terms of quarters here? Because now you got 3 out of 4 at home. Do you speak in those terms with the team?
We actually do, Tom. We actually put a graphic up on Monday, talking with them exactly about that, just showing them where we were at the end of the first quarter and what we have to do in the second quarter to continue to be a viable team in our league. One of the things that happens a lot of times in that second quarter, you know, it begins to separate. You know, you start seeing the teams that are for real and those that are pretenders. And, you know, we want to be a team that's for real. So we did. We went through some things with our team in regards to that.
What do you see on tape with Chris Johnson? Does he seem like he's still that same guy from a couple of years ago?
He sure looked that way in that Texans game. He looked like the Chris Johnson that we're all familiar with. I mean, what I think it was 141 yards, I believe, in 25 carries. I mean, that's a good Texans run defense that he was running against. And he had a good day. So we know we're going to have to, you know, come ready to play and play some good run defense against their offense.
What do you think they did differently with him there versus the first 3 games where he wasn't very productive and, you know, he didn't get as many carries either, but what was the difference?
Well, obvious is they probably blocked a little bit better, and he ran with some authority throughout the game, and they continued to give him the football. They were committed to running the ball, and they had success running it.
Back as you've faced so far this year, just as far as being able to break it?
That Maurice Jones-Drew, although he was coming off a long holdout, he's pretty special back as well, so we had to pay attention to him also. So, Chris is a very good back, but Maurice Jones-Drew is pretty good also.
Graphic early on Monday. What were some of the things that this team has to do that you brought to their attention that they need to do in the second quarter?
I wanted to remind them of some of the things they've done in this first quarter to help us to be where we are right now and how we couldn't have a regression in certain areas. So I tried to point out what we've done, how we got to where we are, and the things I thought were necessary for us to go forward. And part of it will be our focus in practice and our preparation each and every week, you know, not taking any situation for granted, but just understanding, you know, what we've done to get to this point. So, you know, just tried to highlight some of those things that we've done that I think we've done well, some of those things that I think we need to improve on because other teams are watching tape and trying to find, you know, areas that they can exploit. So tried to point those things out to them.
A lot of people outside Minnesota are frankly surprised that this team is 3-1 and that they're tied from the division lead. But it sounds like you're not taking anything for granted here.
Oh, no. I mean, it's so early in the season, and we've all seen teams that have gotten off to good starts, and they're nowhere to be found, you know, when December rolls around. And we don't want to be one of those teams. We know we have a lot of work to do. We know we have a lot of improvement to do. But all of us have been around long enough to know that there are no champagne bottles being popped in September, so we have to be smart.
Les, what has Ponder done well that might not be noticed so easily from the outside? Obviously, turnovers are low and things like that, but what stood out to you that maybe below the radar?
I think his ability to make better decisions, Dave, in the pocket. I mean, there are times in comparison to, say, a year ago, some of those plays where he's thrown the ball away would have been sacks. Some of those plays where he's thrown the ball away would have been interceptions. He's just making much better decisions and more decisive in some of the things that he's doing in the pocket. And even when we check certain plays at the line of scrimmage, his command and his confidence in what he's doing, I mean, you have to attribute the offseason work that he did with Bill Musgrave, offensive coordinator, and Craig Johnson. He's just much more confident and much more in control and making much better decisions for us at the quarterback position.
When you guys were looking at quarterbacks in the first round, how much did you look at Jake Locker and maybe the comparison between Jake and Christian?
We looked at Jake extensively like we did with a number of guys that were in that draft class. There were some good quarterbacks in that class, and we spent time with Jake. We spent time, of course, with Christian, with Cam, and different guys. So we did a lot of homework on Jake, just like we did, obviously, with Christian.
How do you evaluate the pros and cons of each of those guys?
as you were trying to make that decision?
Well, things worked out for us. I mean, the pros and cons that we had set up, I mean, it really didn't come into play. You know, we knew what we liked about Christian. Jake was gone, I think maybe four or five picks before we got to our pick, so it really didn't matter what the pros and cons were. We felt real good about Christian, and we were fortunate that he was still on the board. We knew there were some other teams that really liked Christian as well, and we thought they might try to jump us to get him, and it worked out well for us.
Have winning records. Are you surprised at that after a quarter of the season?
Not when you understand the current NFL. I mean, with the parity that's in our league and how it's been proven every week, I mean, anybody can beat anybody in today's NFL. It's just the way, the nature of today's game. And so, no, I'm not surprised by the parity and where things are. It's just, it's different. It's a different NFL. And that's what makes it so exciting for our fans. They know that every Sunday, you know, any team can win, and we'll see how it goes forward.
What's impressed you, talking about the quarter part of the season, what's impressed you most about Harrison Smith?
You know, Mark, how much poise he plays with. I mean, he's not overwhelmed by any of the situations he's been put in. I mean, he was facing one of the best passing offenses in the league on Sunday, and to make some of the plays he made and to play with the awareness that he played with, we haven't seen that at the safety position in a while here. And so it was good to see a guy, you know, play with such poise, play with control, not panic, make plays in the run game, make plays in deep pass defense. It's been impressive, you know, watching some of the things he does and the way he practices, the way he prepares. He's doing a good job. Very, very fortunate that we have him.
I don't think Kyle Rudolph was targeted in the first half of that last game. He's obviously playing a lot in that strong side blocking role, but is there anything you put your finger on why his production in the passing game's kind of gone up and down?
You know, some of it is how people defend him. I mean, that has a little bit to do with it, but he's doing a very good job in the run game for us. We find him in the red zone. I mean, they did some things in the red zone in that game on Sunday to try to take him away, and we've got to, you know, try to do some things going forward because we realize that people are going to try to target him a little bit in the red area. But he's doing a good job for us. There are times where we want to get the ball to him. We're not able to get it to him for different reasons. But it's nothing to do with Kyle. I mean, he's doing everything we're asking him to do.
In that vein, too, you and Bill the last couple of weeks about being overdue with John Carlson. Mm-hmm. Is it something teams are doing, some of you guys are doing design-wise, or something he's not doing that he hasn't been able to integrate himself yet?
Yeah, we've tried a few different things to get him the ball on different occasions, and I think he got his first catch in the Detroit game, but we had a number of plays called for him. It just hasn't worked out yet, but we know he's going to be a big factor in our pass offense. He's doing a good job in run blocking, and you know, his time will come. The good thing is we are making some plays on offense, and but John is going to be a big factor for us. We believe that.
So. Played every snap in that game, and Carlson, I think, only played like 14. Is that would you like that to be a more evenly split? Would you like to shift more to Carlson, just not to overwork Kyle?
Well, we'll do that at times, but we also got Red in there. We got him some snaps as well. So between the three of them, you know, we're going to rotate those guys and based on what the defense is doing, a little bit of it is. But we definitely want to get John involved, and we'll continue to work to get him involved.
All right. Thanks.